Oh, what was that, man? Okay, here we go. Okay. Okay, here we go. This is a big day. Yeah. Okay. So the Chumash says like this. Vayakam el chadash asher lo yada es Yosef. He didn't know Yosef. What do you mean he didn't know Yosef? He knew who Yosef was. So what does Rashi say? What does Rashi say? He made himself as if he didn't know Yosef. He lacked hakaras hatov. What did Yosef do? Yosef saved the whole country. Yosef literally saved the whole country. They're all going to die of starvation. The guy saved the whole country. And Paro said, no, forget about what Yosef did. I'm going to wipe out his people. Okay, what does the Medrash say? If you lack hakaras hatov to people, eventually, what do you do? What do? If you reject who?
God.
God, correct. Wait, hold on. Because the pasuk says, Lo yadati es Hashem, the same verb. Lo yada es Yosef, Lo yadati es Hashem. If you start by, someone does a massive favor for you, he says, eventually, you start saying to yourself, I don't need anyone. I don't need anyone else. I don't need God. Lo yadati et Hashem. And that's what happened to Paro. So this is hakaras hatov. A person has to have hakaras hatov to people and to Hashem. This is like the essence of life. This is what we've been discussing all the time. Who says this all the time? Rav Avigdor Miller. Right. Zatzal. All the time. Thank Hashem for everything. And most of us don't do this. Most of us don't thank Hashem just for the basics. We say the brachas in the morning. But for the basics, we can talk. How many of us have ever thanked Hashem for giving us the ability to talk? And you're saying, what? Well, of course.
Wow.
What? Okay, let's go now. Guys, so the ability to talk, hakaras hatov. So that's the message of, that's one message of Paro. A person who lacks hakaras hatov to people will end up lacking hakaras hatov to Hashem. Avigdor Miller says, this starts with your family. You come home and your mother makes dinner for you, you don't say thank you. He says, a guy doesn't say thank you to his mother for dinner, there's no way he's going to have kavana and benching. There's no way. That's why he's kavana and benching.
Like what? Because you think it's coming to you. You're having a meal. It's eating's normal. You don't think about it.
So guys, this is something to work on. We discussed this the whole year. The whole year. Brichas HaShachar. Thanking Hashem for the basics. Thanking Hashem for the basics. Thanking Hashem for the basics. Okay, this is a big deal.
This is also in your Rishi,
it's in all the books, yeah. This is a very important poem. Yeah. And this changes your life. People that are thankful, listen carefully, people that are thankful for things are happier. Because you're constantly thanking Hashem for what He's given you. Thank you. I appreciate what you gave to me. And you appreciate all the things. We discussed it. We discussed buttonholes. We discussed apple fingers working. We discussed that oranges are pre-sliced so they're easy to eat. It's amazing. They're pre-sliced. Hashem gives us everything. Air. Air is like amazing. Air is the perfect combination of oxygen and nitrogen. If the percentage was different, we wouldn't be able to survive normally. There's a great story. Avigdor Miller's granddaughter walks into the kitchen. And she sees Avigdor Miller, he's in the kitchen, and his head is in the sink, full of water, and he has his head in the sink. In other words, he had stopped up the sink, and his head is in the sink.
Why?
And she's watching him. Like, it's weird. He's a big gadol. And he takes his head out and goes, you know, he's holding his breath for a minute. He goes, oh, he took a deep breath. So she said, Zeta, why are you doing that? It's a little weird to put your head in the sink. And, you know, like, so he said, I was walking along in New York, and a guy complained about the pollution in New York City. And I felt I might lose a drop of my thankfulness to Hashem for air. But it's polluted. It's good air. The air is wonderful. It keeps you alive. It's perfect. So therefore, he wanted to make himself hold his breath for 2 minutes, and then he could, well, then you appreciate air. None of us do that. That's what it says. Kol ha-neshama, listen to this. Kol ha-neshama Talakalu, because this will change your life, what I'm going to tell you now. Chazal say, I'll call neshima v'neshima, every breath. Neshama means every soul blesses, right? We say in davening, kol ha-neshama, every soul blesses, praises Hashem. Nun shin mem hei, Chazal say, is neshima, every breath. Literally, you can thank Hashem for a breath. It's amazing, we don't do that, but we should. You just changed your life. And you're doing okay too. Now Isaac hit a home run when his father was here. Remember that? When his father was here, he hit a home run. He made an answer. That was good. He worked it out. Guys, thanking Hashem for a breath. Now here, there's a beautiful poem. Here we go. The park bench was deserted as I sat down to read. Beneath the long, straggly... This is from Rabbi Tversky, puts this in one of his books. Sure it is. Of an old willow tree, disillusioned by life, with good reasons to frown, for the world was intent on dragging me down. And if that weren't enough to ruin my day, a young boy out of breath approached me, all tired from play. He stood right before me with his head tilted down and said with great excitement, "Look what I found." In his hands was a flower, and what a pitiful sight, with its petals all worn, not enough rain or too little light. Wanting him to take his dead flower and go off to play, I faked a small smile and then shifted away. But instead of retracting, he sat next to my side and placed the flower to his nose and declared with overacted surprise, "It sure smells pretty and it's beautiful too. That's why I picked it. Here, it's for you." The weed before me was dying or dead, not vibrant of colors, orange, yellow, or red, but I knew I must take it or he might never leave. So I reached for the flower and replied, "Just what I need." But instead of him placing the flower in my hand, he held it mid-air without reason or plan. It was then that I noticed for the very first time that wee-toting boy what could not see. He was blind. I heard my voice quiver, tears shone like the sun, as I thanked him for picking the very best one. "You're welcome," he smiled and ran off to play, unaware of the impact he had had on my day. I sat there and wondered how he had managed to see a self-pitying woman beneath an old willow tree. How did he know of my self-indulgent plight? Perhaps from his heart he was blessed with true sight. Through the eyes of a blind child, at last I could see, and for all of those times I myself had been blind. The problem when I was out with the world, the problem was me. I vowed to see the beauty in life and appreciate every second that is mine. And then I held that wilted flower up to my nose and breathed in the fragrance of a beautiful rose and smiled as I watched the young boy, another weed in his hand, about to change the life of an unsuspecting old man. This is Fokeach Ivrim. This is a poem. Think about this every day. But not just when you say the bracha. Think about it now. Hashem gives us so many things. You can't imagine. So many things. The air is good. Our fingers work. Remember we discussed this? Matir Asurim. Matir, your fingers work. Matir Asurim. And people like this, they're happy. What did Uri Zohar say? Rabbi Zohar Shlita said he's happier now than when he was 60. That's what he said. It's amazing. They're happy. They're thanking Hashem for whatever they have. You get in the habit of thanking Hashem for the basics. Now, so a lot of us don't appreciate the basics till you don't have them, lo'aleinu. Mm-hmm. Right? So she saw somebody who's blind, then she thinks about it. The Gemara says that if you reach your hand into your pocket and take out like you want a nickel, you take out a dime. So the Gemara says that's a sign from Hashem you should do tshuva for something. That's what the Gemara says. Hashem gives you tzaras, it's a little annoying. You needed a dime. You got the nickel by me, you have to put it back and take the dime out. It's a mild annoyance. So what's the first tshuva you should do?
Thank Hashem.
Thank Hashem for what? That the previous 2,000 times you put your hand in your pocket, you took out the right coin. You wake up one morning and your knees ache. What's the first thing you should think? Thank Hashem that the previous 3 years of your life, you woke up, your knees didn't ache. That's the tshuva. That's the first thing to this. This is a very deep, life-changing sentence. Mr. Levy is happy he came just for today. He'll change his life today. If your knee hurts, the first thing you think about is, thank you Hashem that the last 6 years of my life I woke up and my knees didn't hurt. And then work on whatever we work on next. It's amazing. And then your whole life, when things are good, you thank Hashem when things are good. When things aren't as perfect, you thank Hashem that they used to be perfect, and then you daven to Hashem that they'll come back again now. So we shouldn't have to wait to meet a blind person to appreciate that we can see. But if it happens, you should appreciate it. You should appreciate it. Hashem has a plan for the world. You see somebody on crutches. So why that person's on crutches? Hashem has a plan. But what should you think when you see somebody on crutches? Exactly. Thank Hashem that I can walk. I can walk normally now. I haven't thought about my legs in a long time. Think about it. I'll add one thing. This is another game-changing sentence. Mr. Fink's going to say thank you for a Chodesh Gimel. Mr. Fink now, there's Shana Aleph, there's Shana Bet, by the way, and then some guys are Zocha, not the Shana Gimel, but the Chodesh Gimel. They come back for a month, it's like a third year, Chodesh Gimel. He's getting his whole third year in a month, Mr. Fink. This is a game changer. We bow at Modin. How do you bow in Davin? That's how you bow. You're looking around, checking out, you don't want to miss anything while you're Davin. No, you guys actually, a lot of you guys daven well, by the way. You guys daven, a lot of you guys daven very well. Anyway, bowing at Modin. Rav Victor Miller says, when you bow, think about something. I began doing this. This changes your whole life. Every day, I would say every week, choose one thing to focus on at Modin. You're bowing. Thank you, Hashem, that I can bow. My back works. My back's not aching. And do that for a week. Because when you have some specific thing, it helps you have more hakaras atov. Thank you, Hashem. One day, thank you, Hashem, that your eyes work. And you think about your eyes as you bow. It changes your life. Because when you think about one thing, it helps you have real, and then everything else falls into place. And then you're not going to go, no, like that. You're going to bow and thank Hashem for everything. But when you focus on one thing, it helps bring everything else along with it. So that's Paro. Paro said, who is this Yosef guy? What, he saved my life? Yeah. He saved the life of my whole family? Yeah. He saved the life of all of the midst of all of Mitzrayim. They're all going to die from starvation. Yeah. And whatever he did, okay, it doesn't make nature happened. And once you start with that, it ends up in Lo Yadati Etz Hashem. You end up rejecting God, Rahman al-Itzlan. This is a big topic. You got it? Hakara Satov. It starts with Birchas HaShachar. It starts with one thing at a time. We don't even think about these things. Kol ha-neshama, talo kol mukha. You wake up in the morning, what should your first thought be?
Thank you, Hashem.
Thank you, Hashem, that I'm alive.
It's not about the actions, it's great to be alive. The awareness.
Ka. Where did you hear that from, big boy?
From God Friedman.
That's what he said?
Yeah. He said it in three different languages.
What did he say? It's about the awareness.
We go to shul like every day, we make a routine. But
right.
It's like going in like a blind,
it's the awareness, routine. Right? It's thinking, it's using, you're getting your mind going. Good, the awareness
you're
is good.
You're just doing the same routine. And
right.
It's like, this is what his example is. Slap the tefillin on, slap the tefillin off. Like,
right.
It's, no one's, you're not thinking
correct.
Of like where you are. You're just
right.
Thinking you're in a shul, you're not thinking of who you're in front
correct.
Of.
Correct. I told you that one of the Bali Musar in Europe, it was the middle of Shachas. He had davened earlier. It was the middle of davening. They're davening. And he clapped on this gender. And he said, don't forget, there's a God in the world. They were davening. But that's the Musar. The Musar is, you're davening to Hashem. Think about Hashem, at least in davening. Okay, and then I told you, and then with this, and then when's the one, then what's the time where this should for sure, this should always be happening. But most of us don't do this enough. Most of us don't do
benching.
This with our breaths. Oh, benching. Benching is a good one. Benching is one good one, that's correct. Benching is a very good one. Shabbos. Shabbos is about, finish the sentence.
Hashem,
correct. 2 points for God, 2 points for God. Shabbos is about Hashem. Hashem made the world in 6 days and then he rested. So you thank Hashem. Thank you that I'm alive. Thank you for making the world. Thank you for giving it to me. Shabbos is about, I think during the week we're busy running around, we got college, we got to work out schedules and this, we're working out, we do all these things we do during the week, and Shabbos is a time where you're free from the rest of your routine, other words, burdens, and you have a chance to think about Hashem. So you think about Hashem on Shabbos. So that's why I began doing this around 8 or 9 years ago. The Rav Meishul said, mentioned before Kiddush, that we're saying Kiddush now because Hashem made the world in 6 days and then he rested. And then tell a Hashgacha story, how Hashem's still governing your life now. I thank everyone at the table, I thank you at the Shabbos table. Guys, so today's topic in Shmos is Hakaras HaTov. If you don't thank your mother for dinner, there's no way you'll have Kavanah in benching. No way you'll have real Kavanah in benching. Oh, it's coming to me. And Paro didn't thank Yosef. Eventually he rejected Hashem. Thank Hashem for the basics. Thank all the time. If you're made aware that you're missed, that someone doesn't, you thank Hashem for the basics. You see somebody who can't walk properly, you thank Hashem that you can walk. But it shouldn't take that. That's what brachos are about. That's what pokei ha'rivrim, thanking Hashem for talking. When's the last time any of us thanked Hashem? Thank you, Hashem, I'm able to talk. No one does that, but you should. You should.
Which bracha?
It's not about the. It's not a bracha.
Oh.
It's not a bracha. Well, maybe.
I started saying okay. Kamel Chassidim with Kavanah because you said it's about waking up strong.
He's two for two. He's two for two. Two for two home runs, really? Thank you, Hashem, that my life was so good. And now, Hashem, please give it back. Please, Hashem, give it back. That's what you say. But the point is, the more you thank for the past, the more you've earned the right for it to be good now. Rav Victor Miller says, on Rosh Hashanah, you ask Hashem for another year of life. What's the first thing you should do on Rosh Hashanah? Thank you for last year. Hashem, last year was amazing. Please give me another one. What does last year mean? What does last year mean?
This year.
Thank you, Hashem. I ate three meals every day, came out every day, and the food was pretty good. Thank you, Hashem, that my teeth worked to eat. Thank you, Hashem, that my stomach digested me. I can talk now, if I knew science, for another 10 hours. You understand? That's just for the food. Then thank you, Hashem, that I slept in a bed. Most of us have a bed to sleep in. Parts of the world, they don't sleep in a bed. A pillow to sleep in. Most of us, two. I thank you, Hashem. I slept in a place where my house was basically safe. Some people live in places where there's gunfire all the time. I can sleep in a. This is another game changer. This takes 1 minute every night. I'm going to go to sleep now, Hashem. Just a one. I'm going to go to sleep now, Hashem. Thank you that I have a bed. I have a pillow. I'm in a relatively safe place. My back doesn't hurt, so I can sleep normally. The bed is comfortable. I'm able to turn the lights out. It's basically quiet where I am. There's so many things you can think about before you thank you, Hashem, then say Makbul and go to sleep. And your whole life is different. And then there's another sphere. You add on, I want to sleep now so I can serve you tomorrow. The point is, you thank Hashem for the past and say, Hashem, please give it back to me. I thank you. It's such a. I'll thank you some more when you give it back. Please, Hashem, I don't want my knees to hurt. Please, give it back. That's the idea. Constantly thank, and these people are happy.